From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. I think today when we pick up the newspapers, many of us are really wondering what's going to be happening over in the Middle East, and in particular maybe about Russia. This first headline pertains to that. Vladimir Putin is the prophesied prince of Russia. Prophesied? What does that mean? I'm going to ask Jack about that one. And then China turns to a new hero, Putin the Great. Can you believe that? You know, the first time I ever heard Jack speak, he was already in the ministry, and he was speaking on prophecy. I'll never forget that, Jack.
60 years ago, I started preaching the title, The Coming War with Russia, according to the Bible. I never said the coming war with the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. God never led me that way, and I was right because it fell. Just Russia, and you're going to hear what I've been delivering to 10 million people across this world over the years, and millions heard it, and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands got saved.
Yes, well, today, friends, we're going to be considering some of the prophecies that he spoke about, and Armageddon is already sort of on the horizon. Let's take a look, please, at this first headline. Doomsday, whoa. Scenarios. The apocalyptic culture preys on our worst fears again and again. My, oh my. And Israel, prepare for Armageddon. There you see that word, Armageddon, and forget U.S. help. And the apocalyptic prophecy fueling Islamic State militants. Can you see, friends, why I read that first article to you? Doomsday scenarios. There are so many different scenes out there that look like they could lead to Armageddon. The doomsday scenarios, plural. Jack, are we really going into apocalyptic things right now that could lead to Armageddon?
Every single sign has been fulfilled. There are 1,000 pointing to Christ coming to the earth, and 500 fulfilled when he is here. The first 500 to the last one is fulfilled, and we're looking for the coming of Jesus. Now, first of all, this is good news, it is not the end of the world that's ahead of us. Isaiah 45:17, Ephesians 3:21 both say it's a world without end. One can find that 120 times in the Bible, but boy, it's going to get bad during the tribulation hour. 21 judgments in Revelation chapter 6-18. And the first rider on the horse in Revelation 6:1-2 is the one who brings peace, and he comes on the white horse because Christ rides that white horse when he comes to earth to bring peace, for he's the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. Now the peace has been made, and it is supposed to last for 7 years, but after 42 months it is broken, and that's Daniel 9:27. And who breaks it? The rider on the red horse in Revelation 6 verses 3 and 4, and we believe that's Red Russia because when we get into this text in a few moments, we'll find Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. These are all cities in Russia. And Gog, the leader of that amalgamation, says in Ezekiel 38:11, I'm going to go against them of unwalled villages. I'm going against them that are at rest. So that's where it all begins. And when it starts, then it's called Armageddon. It's going to be a brutal time in history. But Israel is going to be saved out of the mess. And that's Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. They're not going to win. The Palestinians, the Muslims, Russia, China, none of them. Why? Because God has chosen the people of Israel. And that's Deuteronomy. chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Not only that, but the Bible says that they are God's elect. Now, the church is elect also, 1 Peter 1, 2. And we won't be here for that time because the elect have been evacuated in Revelation 3:10. I'll keep you out of the hour of testing which comes upon the whole world, out of Armageddon. But listen very carefully now. God's elect, the Jew, Isaiah 42, 1, 45, 4, and chapter 65, verses 9 and 22, is going to be spared. Now get this for all you Jew haters out there. This is God Almighty speaking, Isaiah 56, 5. I will give Israel an everlasting name. And everlasting means everlasting, and Christ is coming back and sitting on David's throne in front of Jerusalem, Luke 1, 32 and 33, and he'll sit there forever and forever with Israel, who has the everlasting name. You can't get rid of God's chosen people.
Jack, that is so interesting to see how everything is forming there in the Middle East, exactly as you said. Yeah. Let's go a little bit to the north, way up to Russia once again, if you will, please, because Vladimir Putin seems to be entering into global affairs. As never before, Vladimir Putin is the prophesied prince of Russia. What does Vladimir Putin want? What does he want?
Territory.
Russia threatens end all security ties with U.S. and EU. Now, I never thought that I would see this, where he would give us a threat. We're going to end our ties with you and the European Union. Russia threatens to retaliate against U.S. military. And then Beijing stands with Moscow. Hey, who is that? China. Boy, the club of dictators, they stick together, don't they, in a time of crisis? And then China turns to a new hero, Putin the Great. Let's take a look at this one. Largest joint military drills. Now, the air forces of Russia and China completed the largest joint training exercise in their history. We had better pay attention to what's happening over there, because all the things that Jack said would happen according to the Bible are happening right now. China and Russia joining together. Do you see it? The largest military drills ever, Jack. That's so serious.
We'll get into that in a moment. Let's start with Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, Meshech, Tubal, all cities in the nation of Rosh. And that's Russia in the Greek and Russia in English. And it's the war, get this, of the latter years and latter days. Nothing that happened thousands of years ago, but the final war for the end time. That's verses 8 and 16. Now, first of all, Gog, he is the leader. And that could be Putin, because it says Gog, the prince of these cities, Meshech, Tubal, etc., as he's called the prince in the article today. All right, now let's go on. They're really in a battle, but it's a three-point invasion. First Russia, then China, then all the nations. And Russia fails. Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the Russian prince of Moscow and Tobolsk. I'll turn you back and leave but the sixth part of thee. How true and accurate this Bible is. So we find that Gog comes into trouble because of God Almighty. God says, I'll rain fire upon Gog of Magog. Chapter 39, verse 6. And he does. And what do we find? We find that it takes 7 months to bury the armies that have fallen from Russia, and some of the Muslim tribes have come down with them. It takes every available man 24 hours around the clock to bury them. And that's verses 12 and 13 of the 39th chapter. Now, at this point, Russia has failed, and she calls on her partner, China, who calls him the great Putin, to help him. And this is the second invasion. And that is Revelation 16, verse 12. In Daniel 11, 44, it says, tidings out of the east and north shall trouble him, who? The Antichrist, who has his kingdom set up in the Holy Land. And so there is China. It says, the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and they were dried up, so that the way of the kings of the sun rising may be prepared. That's the Oriental nations. And just China alone has 1,200,000,000. And I'll tell you, there's bloodshed like the world has never seen. That war is described in Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18. Loose the demons in the great river Euphrates, four of them. Destroy a third part of mankind. The number of the army was 200,000, 200 million. China alone could produce most of that, along with Iran, who says, I'll come in on that with China and Russia as well. That's Ezekiel 38:5. Persia, and Persia changed its name in 1932 to Iran, and that was also Iraq, and they changed their name to Mesopotamia, and then in our day to Iraq. We see it all coming together, ladies and gentlemen. So there is China, millions, the greatest war in history. Alas, there's none like it. It's that time of Jacob's trouble as they come against the Jew, for Jacob changed his name to Israel in 2 Kings 17:34. But there's an Arab army there, scores of the Persians, not only Iran and Iraq, but it talks about Cush and Put in the Hebrew, and that includes Yemen, Ethiopia, Libya, those parts of the world. It includes Algeria, Casablanca, Morocco. It includes in Psalm 83, verses 5 to 7, Gibo, which is Lebanon, as they change their names, Ammon, that's still the name, Jordan, the Hagarenes, the Ishmaelites, scores of Arab nations going along with them. But they fail because God says, I am for my people, my chosen people, and I'm going to give them an everlasting name, and there's nobody that can stop them. So there is the war described. Let's go on, Rick.
Oh, Jack, that's quite a scenario. He's given us the whole picture of what is coming and going on. Russia to boost nuclear space defense forces. Where? Against the United States. And Putin restores a Cuban beachhead. Well, friends, that's very, very close to home. And Russia, Cuba agree on security cooperation. And then this last one, before I turn it over to Jack, once again, I'm going to go on here. Russia warns U.S. against strikes on Islamic State in Syria. Again, I want to emphasize something. She seems to be saying, if it's for our convenience and our good, we'll keep our treaty. If it isn't, we'll do what we want. We'll violate those treaties. Right, Jack?
Oh, now this also is interesting, Rick Sella. Who takes a stand against Russia, China, and the Arab Federation? Ezekiel 38:13. Tarshish with all of her young lions, Sheba, and Dedan. Tarshish is in Bible history the part of the world that's become what is today called the European Union. Sheba, looking up in your dictionary, is Saudi Arabia, and they raise a voice of opposition during this time, and that's exactly what they're doing now. She's on the other side. And lo and behold, Dedan is the United Arab Federation. So you've got two sides there, but who is involved under the term Tarshish? Tarshish and all her young lions. The symbol on the American flag is the eagle. In England, it's the mother lion. And so this is Tarshish and all her babies, all the English-speaking nations of the world, Australia, Canada, England, etc., along with America. I tell you, it's coming, and it's coming fast. I understand Revelation 9, 14, 18 a little better. Loose the four demons in the great river Euphrates to slay a third part of mankind. The number was 200,000, 200 million. And by these three was a third part of men killed, fire, smoke, brimstone, atomic warfare.
You know, there are some influential voices out there that are trying to emphasize the importance of what's going on with Iran. Iran's supreme leader calls for into murderous, Israeli regime. And then Khamenei calls for Muslim unity for Israel's annihilation. Hamas from West Bank, we can destroy Israel quickly. Just one nuclear war, they are saying, we could do away with Israel. Now the whole focus, friends, I think that you can see is on Israel. Will Iran join these other countries, Russia and China, and march on Israel,
Jack?
Oh,
not only Iran, but the Muslim nations, and is going to be bloodshed like the world has never known, but they are not going to lose. God Almighty is with His chosen people, Israel, and they will not be defeated. Now, they're going to use atomic bombs. That's Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, Joel chapter 2, verse 3, when Russia comes down to the Middle East, and she's driven back to Siberia, verse 20, and the prophecies, blood, fire, pillars of smoke as they're driven back. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, the third part of the trees was burned. All green grass was burned. Revelation 9:18, quoted again as twice before. By these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone, atomic warfare. We're against Israel. 18 times it's here. No doubt about it. Listen to this. 38 verses 8, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19. Chapter 39 verses 2, 4, twice and 7, 9, 11, 12, 17, 22, 23, 25, 29. Do you believe it? And it's the war of the latter years and the latter days. And for 2,011 years, there was no Israel to invade. They were taken in 63 by Pompus, the Roman general. And then they were under captivity by seven more groups in the world history. And so from 63 BC until 1948, they were not a nation. And they did not control Jerusalem. And the Bible says they must be a nation when Russia attacks, because she attacks Israel, mentioned 18 times, over dividing the Jerusalem between the two groups. That's what starts World War III, Armageddon. And it's not going to happen. Israel is not going to be defeated. You're not going to put her out of existence, because I repeat, Yahweh God says, I'm going to give Israel an everlasting name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, Jack, it's all coming together, isn't it? Yeah. Just as the Bible prophesied, as Jesus said it would happen before He ascended into heaven. And then He said, when you see these things happen, I will come again. And I've said it so often, friends, that's why we're in your home. Will you open your heart to Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the one who can cleanse you of every sin? If you only say this prayer with Jack, He will come in. Please be ready for the coming of the Lord, Jack.
Do you see how near it is? The war of the latter years and latter days, everything's in place. And then Jesus comes to put a stop to it. You want to be ready to meet Him. Pray this right now. Jesus, I love you. I love the fact you're coming back. I love the fact that there's going to be peace on earth, and I want to be in that kingdom. But Jesus, I have sin in my life, and I repent. I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me. I want you to cleanse me. So Jesus, come into my heart now. Do the purification job within me. And Jesus, save me now. And the only way that can be is because I trust in your holy name. And I do, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Oh, I love that prayer. If only you prayed that prayer with Jack. You know, you may be hooked on alcohol or drugs or promiscuous sex or anything. The Lord forgave it just now. If only you accepted Him as your Savior. If you prayed the prayer, write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this little book of First Steps in a new direction. A new direction the Lord wants to walk with you. And now, our offer of the week, and I'll tell you, it's so important that you have it. Here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella. Oh, my friend, to order, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Vanapi Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Vanapi Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now, once again, here's Rexella.
Now, let me just leave you with this very, very good thought, please. We can never change the message of salvation, but the message of salvation changes us. How true. We look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye. Bye-bye.